Yes, this is Negi speaking, and it's a very hot day, and it seems that there's no second serving of the coffee, so we do apologize for this. And this is the performance that we have covered in the first quarter. We had taken a look at the deferred revenue, and the numbers have somewhat changed because of this change in the purchase price allocation. And in Q2, as in Q1, we have used the numbers after this new allocation and compared the numbers to the previous year. And this is the Q2 result. Net sales 9% up, and operating income 4% up. And after excluding the amortization of the goodwill, the growth was 2%. And the reason the numbers lower with amortization of goodwill is because the basis has really changed from the 1 year ago when we did this calculation, but the difference is minor. And then pre-GAAP is 13% up, and excluding the exchange rate impact, it's 11% increase. Up to the first quarter, part of the tipping point was included, but starting from this quarter, we have included the full impact of a tipping point, so we can now compare this apple to apple. And on this slide, you can see the previous year's result as well as this year's forecast and the progress. Revenue-wise, it's more or less as planned. And operating income-wise, you may wonder whether this is okay, but when we built the forecast ourselves, there were some factors that were not included. The stock change, stock price, if it changes, then the revenue linked to the stock price also changes, which is approximately more than 1 billion in the 6 months, which was included in the expenses. And also during the second quarter, or second half rather, if the stock prices do not go up very much, maybe the profit will recover. And this is by region. Excluding the exchange rate impact, 9% increase in Japan and 10% growth in North America and 2% growth in Europe, which is somewhat slower than the previous quarter. Especially in Eastern Europe, the performance is somewhat weak. And also in the UK, in the second quarter, the sales growth was somewhat slow. And on this slide, you can see the growth rate on constant exchange rate. As I mentioned before, there is a sudden increase here because of the tipping point and comparison to the previous fiscal year. And we're now back at the normal growth rate. This is sales by segment. And in Japan, consumer is 2%, otherwise all negative growth in the consumer segment, which is the same as before. With the pre-GAAP numbers, we want to focus on Japan consumer. In the second quarter, Japan consumer business was quite strong, and we saw double-digit growth. Considering the size of Japan for the consumer business, we believe this is a very good performance. Moving on to hybrid infrastructure protection and user protection, you can see the trend from the first quarter. We have started looking at this. For hybrid infrastructure protection, we have seen 29% year-on-year growth at a constant currency. And user protection is flat growth. In the second quarter, in the last year, Cloud Edge product was launched in Japan, which pushed up the revenue. And because of that impact, basically we had a higher hurdle for the previous year. And we don't have the quarterly forecast yet, but considering what's going to happen in the third quarter, first of all, we have to think about the seasonality. Hybrid infrastructure protection growth is very high right now. But in the third quarter, the growth will slow down. compared to the previous fiscal year. What is happening that we have started including the tipping point for the first quarter and the second quarter, which pushed up the number quite a lot in the previous year. So the growth rate will be slower in the third quarter temporarily. But the user protection from the second quarter to the third quarter, we don't believe that it's not going to drop very much, and the user protection growth rate will recover. That's our forecast. And this is a percentage share by region. I don't have anything to comment on this slide. This is pre-GAAP revenue at constant currency. APAC, Middle East, and Africa, the sales is small, but the Middle East is showing a very high growth. This may be temporary, but considering the size of the market, Middle East was part of Europe before. And these are all developing nations, which means that in terms of the percentage against the total sales, we believe that this segment will continue to grow. This is pre-GAAP growth rate. As I mentioned before, consumer, 8% increase on a pre-GAAP basis. And this is about 10% if you just look at Japan only, which makes the second quarter a very good quarter. And this is the deferred revenue trend. I don't have anything to comment about this slide, so let's go to the next one. This is the cost slide. The yellow portion is larger than the previous quarter. In addition to the remuneration connected to the stock prices, there's also company bonus, which is connected to the profit level, which had to be paid out. And I will talk about the cash flow level later on, but RPL basically accounts for all the expenses, including the ones that are related to stock prices. And for the U.S., we have non-GAAP income as well, in which case the salaries that are paid in relation to the stock prices is not really included. So please keep that in mind. This is pre-GAAP, and this is cash flow. And because of Tipping Point acquisition, and also because of the salaries related to stock prices, all the expenses are not necessarily paid out as cash. So if you just look at the cash flow, we see a year-on-year growth of 45%. But there are some timing difference in terms of profit. Cash flow is basically healthy. That's my point. And this is the headcount. I don't have anything to comment about this slide. And highlights versus lowlights. Hybrid infrastructure protection is continuing to grow, and the Japanese consumer business is showing a growth, and equity-related compensation cost has been absorbed. In other words, earnings growth was maintained despite the growth in this cost. And I have covered the lowlights already. User protection business lacks growth in the second quarter. The second quarter was a flat growth. And also the growth rate in Europe is another lowlight. And both of these lowlights are expected to improve in the third quarter. And this is a six-month highlight. I don't think I have anything to comment, so let's skip the slide and jump to this one. In terms of expenses, the top segment is growing the fastest. This is software, and also hardware business is increasing for the Discovery and Tipping Point. So this top item is growing, and also the lowest one, stock option and acquisition-related costs. And amortization of goodwill. Other than that, most of the expenses are related to the volume of sales.
And for this fiscal year, the outlook has not been changed. And so that concludes my explanation. And if you have any questions, we'll take them up at the Q&A session. Thank you very much for your attention.